Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the summer concert series of the Burlington Municipal Band. Our concert tonight is underwritten by the John H. Witte Foundation, which is providing the basically all of the costs of this concert, and all of our underwriters do exactly that. Could we have a round of applause for the John H. Witte Foundation? And our concert tonight is again going to be broadcast on KBUR at 9 p.m. by our friends at Standard of Beaverdale, Southeast Iowa Service Home Center for both the building professional and the do-it-yourselfer. Also by Beckman TV and Appliance, your brand choice expert for the very best in TVs and appliances. That'll be on KBUR 99.3 FM and 1490 AM. So we've got two different signals for you to listen to tonight. But our very special concert tonight, we've got not only one band, but two bands. And this concert, at least much of it, has already been performed at the Iowa Municipal Band Festival yesterday up in Boone. And ladies and gentlemen, with our two very special bands, please give a warm welcome. He's been the longtime conductor of the New London Junior Senior High School Band. He retired in 2006, and he doesn't know what's happened to the last 12 years. But we also have a very special treat for you tonight. They performed earlier before the concert, but please give a warm welcome to the Nauvoo Pageant Bagpipe Band, Scott Sharp, leading the way, and Ron Coberly, and the Burlington Municipal Band. Thank you.
Thank you. Scott Sharp, the Nauvoo Pageant Bagpipe Band. I think they're here for the fifth year this year, so that's great. Thank you all. Before we start playing, I have a few things to talk about, which is right down my alley. And the first thing is that this group, as you all are, most of you are aware, went on a road trip yesterday, and we haven't had a road trip before. And we went to the Iowa Municipal Band Festival in Boone, and there were eight of the better municipal bands in the state of Iowa there. Not in competition, we just played for each other. The setting was beautiful, and you need to know that these people represented Burlington and Southeast Iowa in a first-class manner. I was really proud to be their conductor, and I will be again tonight. What a big band we have up here tonight. We had a few people not able to go to Boone yesterday, so we found some substitutes for them, and some of those substitute people who helped us out so much yesterday are here again tonight, and some of our regulars are back. And this is the most people I've ever seen up here on the stage for band concerts since I've been playing in the band in the last 15 years, so should be a heck of a lot of fun tonight. On the trip yesterday, the people could, aside from enjoying our performance a lot, and we had mucho comments on it, positive comments, but they could not believe that we have the kind of community support that we have, and support from our businesses in the area. They could not imagine that the Moore family and Trailways provided transportation for us up there. They could not imagine that. So thank you to the Moore family and Trailways. We really appreciate it. It was a great trip. We had a great trip, great driver, and a great time. All right, our opening selection is a new work written in 2016 by Matt Conway. He is an assistant professor of bands at Purdue University. You might have visions as you hear this of knights and castles and medieval festivals as the music begins with a processional march that evolves into an uplifting and exhilarating dance. We hope you enjoy Dance of Chivalry.
Thank you.
Have a little housekeeping here to do before our second selection. This pair of sunglasses was found right over there. This pair of sunglasses was left last week. So if either of these looks familiar, come up afterwards and claim them. They're going to be right in front of the podium here on the ground. Okay. Written in 1914, this march first appeared in Carl King's Utility Band Book No. 2. And I talked to a friend of mine yesterday who plays in the Carl King Band from Fort Dodge. And it's a march that the Carl King Band has never played. And so King wrote it in 1914 and included it in one of his method books, but it included no specific information as to the significance of the title. But it probably references King's first season as the director of the combined Sells Floto Circus and Buffalo Bill's Wild West Show bands. The 1914 tour of the band began in Arizona, and the music was probably composed to fill a need, as King often did, for the music he needed for the circus. Even though Pride of Arizona March, which was published just in 2017, is not heard frequently, it's indeed a solid and melodic march in Carl King's distinctive style. Pride of Arizona. Composer Robert Longfield is the orchestra director at Miami Palmetto High School in Pinecrest, Florida. He has given us many worthy compositions, and this one that he wrote in 2017 in an effort in that year commemorating the 50th anniversary of Addison Trail Illinois High School is certainly another worthwhile contribution. Lush and melodic in nature, it expounds a majestic and triumphant appeal with many tempo and dynamic variations. He has entitled it Legacy. Thank you. Thank you. Our soloist tonight is our lead trumpet player, Derek Murphy, band director at Burlington High School, as you well know. Derek is a tremendously gifted trumpet player, the best Southeast Iowa has to offer. His solo today is a jaunty piece in a Spanish mood, and it features rapid running passages, haunting melodic moments, and probably a zillion notes in a short amount of time. Composer James F. Burke was the permanent cornet soloist with the Goldman Band in New York City, and he premiered this solo in 1960 in a Central Park concert. It's indeed a pleasure for us to present my friend Derek Murphy with James Burke's Danza Allegra. Thank you. Not bad for an old man, huh? I was his friend till I said that. But I got to tell you, and now I'll really not be his friend, that tomorrow is Derek's 50th birthday. Traditional hymn songs have become an important part of modern concert band literature. They're usually melodies we've heard before many times and offer the players in the group a great opportunity to display their musicianship and enable a chance to display great tone, balance, blend, and other fine sounds bands have to offer. We're not going to change pace immensely with a hymn song called Precious Lord, Take My Hand. Thank you. Hamilton, currently in the midst of a three-week run in Des Moines, is a tremendously popular hip-hop musical based on the life of Alexander Hamilton, one of America's founding fathers. In 2016, it was nominated for 16 Tonys, winning 11, including Best New Musical. It also won a Grammy for the Best Musical Theater Album and the Pulitzer Prize for Drama. This Jerry Brubaker arrangement, done again in 2017, that seems to be my favorite year tonight or something, in 2017 includes You'll Be Back, Helpless, My Shot, Dear Theodosia, It's Quiet Uptown, and One Last Time. This is Sweet from Hamilton.
Thank you.
will now turn to a piece that depicts the cultural heritage and history of a border town on the Rio Grande, and it's loaded with energy. Composer Jack Wilds, himself a Texan, imagines a traveler emerging from the desert and joining a wild party. As the music builds to a raucous close, one can imagine the shouts of Viva. Thank you. again, in addition to all the people I've been trying to thank tonight, including the Woody Foundation, we so appreciate your gracious support. There are a lot of people here who are helping us out tonight who don't normally regularly play in the band. Would you hold up your hand if you are? Come on, there's a bunch of you. Okay? These people really helped us out yesterday when we needed some more instruments. Music performed by bands of the Civil War era is our next piece, and it's written in that fashion. It's patterned after the 1st Brigade Band music from Milwaukee, and it often included traditional airs and patriotic tunes. In this, again, 2017 publication, Michael Brown patterned his arrangement from the 4th of July Overture, which is a part of the Manchester, New Hampshire Band Library in 1850. Thus, it sounds like music from a typical touring band of the 1800s. Included in this rousing arrangement is an early treatment of the Star-Spangled Banner. It's based on Civil War-era rendition of that tune, and since it was not officially proclaimed as our national anthem until 1931, the band will not stand during its playing, and the audience may also remain seated because it had not been the national anthem yet at that time. This medley includes Columbia, the Gem of the Ocean, 1843, Washington's March, written in 1784, Star-Spangled Banner, 1814, and Yankee Doodle, 1770. Thank you. thank you once again for coming out tonight and being such good supporters of municipal band music in Burlington and the Burlington area. We appreciate it so much. And to the Woody Foundation one more time for underwriting this concert tonight. We sincerely appreciate that. Before we conclude, though, I would also like to thank the Nauvoo Pageant Bagpipe Band for being with us tonight. And also thank you for attending not only this concert, but all the concerts that you do during the summer. It's so nice to play with such a good band with a really nice audience like this. It's been a thrill for me the last 2 days to conduct this band in Boone and here, and such good musicians. So we are going to close, as usual, Stars and Stripes.